parted from darkness into marvelous light. A call must be ensued.
For a call, gikinahanglan mahitabo. So atong gituki ang ginatawag sa theology, the effectual call. Bisaya pa kining effectual, epektibo nga pagpanawag. Last Sunday, we opened up this particular issue by dealing precisely in paragraph number 1, wherein we said na ay lima ka very distinctive features of summoning panawag. And last Sunday, we tried to labor to discuss at least 3. Ang una, we tried to identify kinsa may recipients niining panawag, and we answered that question by saying only those whom God has predestined early on. Kanang early on diha tong eternity past. Only those whom God predestined eternally are the ones called in reality. So kinsa man to? Katong elect, of course, no? So we identify the recipients, only those predestined. And then secondly, we ask the question, who does in samay nagapanawag? Now traditionally, we try to divide the work of the triune God, meaning God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit by saying that God plans in eternity, the Son applies or carries out the plan in order to save mo itrabaho sa Diyos anak for Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit applies that salvation. Traditionally, that has been taught, and we say amen to that because that is the reality. But when we go back to the confession, it teaches us that not only that God the Father predetermines in the past who are called, but He Himself, God the Father, calls. No? That's why if we have to look at verses like John 6:44, 65, the necessary precondition if anyone mudul sa Ginoo, God the Father must draw him first. So in other words, the first move, ang Diyos Amahan ang nihimo, dili ang tao. And then thirdly, we wanted to see when does this call happen, kanus aman mahitabo ang panawag. Now if you listen to preachers in TV, in media, they would always associate the time, the circumstance of whom to be called, kung kanusa na mahitabo, on the preacher. Since the preacher is an eloquent preacher, since the preacher is a charismatic preacher, they could expound very well, and then therefore they would say, they can conclude nga, daghang mga luwas kay si Pastor Mangod mo kuan og krusada, murabag ang panahon og kanus-a mahitabo ang kaluwasan, magdepende sa kahanas sa nagaistorya sa atubangan. But when we look at the confession, the occasion, even the occasion, not only the recipients, not only the author, but even the occasion og kanus-a ang panawag, ang pagpanawag, ang Ginoo nagapuntong ni ana. Ang Panginoong Diyos pa rin ang nagsasabi kung kailan. Therefore, it is wrong to say that we can predict or we can even hinder or we can hasten. Mapaspasan nato ang kaluwasan sa usa ka tawo kay wala na sa atong mga kamot ang panahon kung kanusa. The confession says, it is at His appointment, not our appointment, nga atong matag na og kanusa maluwas ang usa ka tawo. So those are the first 3, and therefore there are the remaining 2: recipients, author, occasion. And fourthly, which is the one we are studying this morning, The fourth thing they tell us on the aspects of this effectual call is the agent and instrument. Ahente o instrumento sa pagpanawag. What really is the methodology that God uses when He calls somebody from darkness into marvelous light? That is the question mo nang question nga atong gusto tukuyon. In chapter 10, which is the effect of all, paragraph 2 ba na?
1.
Paragraph 1 lagi hapon. It tells us effectually to call what? By His Word and Spirit. Now, dapat ka nang mag-igmat ta sa pagtanawa or pagbasa niini ng mga sub-term ito na to. Unsa daw pamaagi sa panawag sa Diyos? Gikan sa kingit-ngit pagkatto sa kahayag? Correct. Effectually to call by His Word and Spirit. Ahinti o instrumento. Gibutang ning duha. Notice how they put these two things together. It is Word and Spirit. The conjunction and og. Dako kay kahimuan ba? Og dako kay but ipasabot. Kay kung mayong kag pulong or Espiritu, either pwedeng yung isa, pwede yung isa. Pero dito hindi. Word and Spirit. So mag-uban yun, hindi pwedeng paghiwalayin. Kung meron mang tatawagin at may gagamiting pamamaraan ng Diyos upang tawagin ng isang galing sa kadiliman papuntang liwanag, dapat gagamitin niya itong dalawang proseso or instrumento at ahenteng ito. Ang kanyang salita at ang kanyang espiritu. The Word of God, the Scriptures preach, is the instrument in the hands of God through which salvation occurs. That is why dili na matingala ba sa sulat ni Paul. When Paul was writing to the Romans, for instance, in Romans 1:16, he categorically mentioned early on in the book of Romans that he is not ashamed of what? The gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. So it validates what you were saying earlier. Word. Paul says, I'm not afraid of the gospel. You go further in his writings. Romans 10:17. Salvation is by what? 10:17. Hearing the word. Okay? So we validate the first instrument. Pulong, ang iyang gamiton. Okay? And then, we said, kinamay kauban, not only pulong, the personal agent by which God effectively calls is the Spirit. Now, the writers of the confession were very careful. Amping kay sila sa pagkumbina these two things in the moral transformation. Again, why do we say this? And why do the confession writers say this? Because yun ang malinaw na pagtuturo ng banal na kasulatan. Proof, for instance, that the Spirit is the agent. Now, that formal encounter of that learned teacher of the law in John chapter 3 called Nicodemus and Jesus Christ, there was an encounter there. And the issue here is how does he enter then the kingdom of God, and Christ says, you must be born again. And here comes Nicodemus saying, how can I be born again when he's already old? Will he go back to the tummy of her mother? And Christ counters by saying, you are a master of the law and you do not understand these things. And then he explains, of course, the process. And the process there is, the Spirit must move in order for one to be born again. You must be born from above. And how does he do it? He does it just like the movement of the air. You know it's there. You cannot see it, but you know it's moving. Di ba yun ang pinag-uusapan sa John chapter 3? The Spirit works where He wills, like just the wind works just how He wills. Kung asa mo ato, no? It blows where it wills. Whether you call it intercontinental convergence zone, nagikan diri sa south, pato sa kwan ang ba, o diri na pagikan sa east, pato sa west ang dagan sa hangin. Ing ana ang espiritu na muliok, muliok siya, o kanos ang gusto niya muliok. Okay? Now, proof that the word is the instrument. Now, we said earlier, if there are people in the Bible who coined the word for this moral transformation, it is Paul, Peter, James, and John on the one side. Here is the Apostle Peter, or James, saying his thoughts on this issue. In James chapter 1, verse 18, he says, in the exercise of his will, kabubutpon sa Diyos, he brought us forth by the word of truth. Now, you might not catch the terminology he uses here, but he is precisely describing this process of regeneration. He has brought us forth. That means He regenerated you. Gipakatawo kapag usab kay mo man terminology ni James, Peter, and John. You have been born again, in other words. By what? By the word of truth. You got that? Nasabta na to, Brad Damian. Nagpuliki na ko, Brad Damian, naghubad sa binisaya ba para lang yun. I hope you understand that. Ang gigamit sa Diyos ang pulong. He brought us forth by the word of truth. In other words, we have been born again. By what means? The instrumentality of the word of truth. And so when you see people preaching from the pulpit or from anything else, saying, I have been born again because I attended a healing rally. Mga kaigsunan, medyo malabo yun. Dahil he ascribes he's being born again by seeing a miracle in a healing rally. No? Medyo malabo na reasoning, it doesn't jive with the word of God. First Peter, I said Peter, James, and John. In First Peter 1:23, here he is very director point, for you were born again, napakatao kapag usab, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, now he comes very specific now, through the living and enduring word of God. How can that be more clearer? Pwede pang palinawan pa. Napakalinaw na. Eh bakit? Why do people have the penchant of bending what the Bible clearly states? Bakit? Nga naman nga ilang manggagtuosyo ng kamatuoran nga klaro naman kayo eh. The Word and the Spirit, mga kaigsunan, always work together to do the effectual call. You cannot divorce the operation of the Spirit from the operation of the Word. Or the operation of the Word from the operation of the Spirit. That's why you said end. Yung conjunction, ganiya. These two must work together to bring a sinner from death to life. Now the question now to ask is probably this. Why did the writers of the confession state the confession the way they did? Bakit ganun na lang ang pagkakasulat or pagkakalathala ng confession? They had an intention of doing that. The authors of the confession wanted to caution. Gusto nilang binisaya pa. Gusto nila sa naging caution sa Bisaya? Ha? Para bang ginaampingan nila nga musulod ang huna-huna sa tao sa error and dangers of kining mga teaching sa kadaghanan nga lumalabas very rampantly in the so-called evangelical world. Gusto nila right there and there matapos ba kining error nga ginatudlo sa banan. What are these errors? You know, this world of religion is often kining seen with these dangers or errors in their teaching. On the one hand, there is the extreme teaching of neglecting the work of the Spirit. No? Isa ka error. Neglecting the word of the Spirit. They say, kailangan lang nato, brad. Pulong lang yun. All one needs for one to be regenerated is the word, and no need for the Spirit. Now, if you would want to put it in a description of who are those people who practice this kind of teaching, tinatawag natin silang rationalists, or the error of rationalism. Sa kabilang dako naman, there is the other extreme. Sabihin naman nila, all you need is the Spirit. Huh? Spirit lang, basta muliok lang yung Spirito, okay na na. Even without the Bible, basta muliok ang Spirit, okay na na. Ayun ba ang tinuturo ng Bible? Yun ba? And this tension, kining what is it, tension in Bisaya? Kining propensity nila nga, yung ana ang ilang ginaturo ba nga? Spirit lang tanan. Ha? Feeling lang. Feeling. As the Spirit mo silang tanan. You call that mysticism. Because rationalism, word lang po tanan. Because spiritual lang po tanan. Mysticism. And you know, without blaming the finger to these groups, this is very common among Pentecostals. Feeling lang. As the Spirit leads lang. Okay na. Now, both of these errors, rationalism on the one hand, mysticism on the other hand, are in vogue. May ganitang braddam yan, in vogue. Muna'y uso. Rationalism, which thinks that we can convert men by simply bringing the Bible to bear upon them through our own persuasiveness in the presentation of the truth to them, to their reason, unaided by the special activity of the Spirit. This is what we call rationalistic thinking. No? The idea that the Spirit speaks now to men apart from the Bible, basta yung reveal lang sa Ginoo. Apart from the Word, this is what we call mysticism. So two errors. Now, we must avoid by all means these two extremes. The work of God to change our hearts morally involves one and the same time the work of the Spirit and the work of the Word. Therefore, we must hold both of them. No? That is the only way to stay away from clear errors. So that's number four. The author, the recipient, the timing, the instrument and agent. Now, number five, paragraph 1 is the terminal points unsa may ugat tinungdan ug unsa may paadtuan ni ining panawag. Terminal points. Imagine a battery has two terminals, the positive terminal and the negative terminal. If you were the alphabet, you start with alpha and you end with omega in Greek. In our alphabet, you start with A, you end with Z. A and Z are the terminal points. Alpha and omega are the terminal points. Now what in the moral transformation? What in getting from darkness to marvelous light? That is the terminal point. Si Mori, na siya very technical term na gigamit, pero we are not very particular about this, but for purposes of mentioning it, Mori uses Latin words for this, terminus aquo, terminus ad puem. So, tongue twisting. Ibig lang sabihin, saan nagsimula, saan patungo. In terms of this word called effectual call. What is the starting point? What is the first terminal? Ingon pang confession, if you want to read it, out of that state of sin and death in which they are by nature, galing sa kalagayan ng katalanan at kamatayan, kung saan yan ang kanilang kinaya? Nature? Mas Tagalog? Di kinaya? Kagisnan? Ano ba yung nature?
Kalagayan.
Natural na kalagayan. Galing daw sa estado ng pagkakasala at kamatayan in which they are by nature. Yun po ang simula. The first starting point. What is the end? The confession says, true grace and salvation by Christ. You see? The two extremes, galing sa state of sin and death to grace and salvation in Christ Jesus. The two terminal points of the effectual call. In other words, if you go back to Murray, you start with the terminus aquo, yung starting point is the place where you were taken from. Where were you taken from? Where was the situation you were drawn from? Asa man kagikan tong gitawag ka sa Diyos, Brad Damian, motoy primirong terminal, Brad. So terminus aquim, kemore, the place to which you are taken to. Gikuha ka diri asa kagibutan. Motoy terminus aquim. From death to life, from wrath on the one side to grace. Yun ang dalawang terminal points. The start, kung imong tanaw ng Bible, daggang terminolohiya. Death, you were bound, you were uncircumcised, you were lost, you were enslaved, you were blind, you were unable, you were under wrath. That is the starting point. Polluted in heart, mind and will, totally depraved, totally unable, under wrath, helpless, lost, bound, guilty. It is in this, these are the people in this condition that God in love comes and rescues you. And God transforms the heart and calls and summons them out of that state. And where does it end? He ends in life, in the salvation and grace through Jesus Christ. The most important thing that is emphasized in all of these pictures, whether the picture is liberation or resurrection or circumcision or birth or creation or calling, whatever it is, it emphasizes one thing, na kung naa may makaabot dito sa state of grace being united in Christ, that man was taken from a state of sin in his hopeless and totally unable condition to save himself. That is what is being underscored. Gina-identify kining duha ka termino, pero ang gina-identify yun nga, to emphasize it, nga og na ang galing magkaabot dito sa tumoy, kanang tawhana na, gikuha na diri ay. Dapat nasayod ta, kung asa kagi, kuha. No? In other words, that journey of moral transformation, if ever it happens, did not start with believers. It did not start just because you did penitence. It did not start simply because you wanted it. You desired it. No. The starting point is death, bound, condemned, hell deserving. In a state of sin, as Paul would say it, in a state of wrath under God. Doon ka nagsimula, doon ka kinuha. Then all of a sudden, God comes, as it were, to the rescue, to the lost, to the helpless people like you and me. He comes to us and delivers us from that wrath and transports us through His grace in Christ Jesus. And that end is nothing less than life. We call it eternal life, fellowship with Jesus Christ, if you want to call it that way. He calls us from darkness into marvelous life in fellowship with Jesus Christ. Now, having described the five important features of this effectual call, recipient, author, timing, methodology, and last, oh, pagkauman niya ito, kung imong tanawon confession, naana ko itulukad description. How the writers try to emphasize this point on the methodology by which God does this in the transformation. How does God do this? Now, looking at the confession, the author now provides us with three participles in paragraph 1. Ah, okay. Okay. So, hanto biasa. Bago ta mo start sa katong three participles, dito lang sa lima. Oh, mag-start ta ha? Dito sa who are the recipients of the call? Who does the call? When is the call called? What is the agent and instrument of the call? The Word and the Spirit. And then, unsa may ugat hinungdan o padulngan nining pagtawag? Darkness to light. Those are the two terminal points. So, diha sa nato i-confine. So, any question regarding these issues of the effectual call? May question? Wala? It's either nakasabot o guwag kayo nasabtan.
Kanina po ang iba, effectually to call by His Word and Spirit.
Oh, the instrument and the agent.
Saan na ito paggamit ni doha ba nga ma-apply ni Word and Spirit, particularly in our evangelization? Kung nag-ingon ang confession nga, ang salvation sa usa ka tao, dapat na yung Word
and Spirit.
And Spirit.
So in-apply.
Ito na ipag-apply ba nga? Oh. Maknaan yung duha.
Okay. Pero saan?
Tama ba saan? Oh.
Okay. Ang gamito daw nga ahente o instrumento pulong o espirito. Sa realidad ba? Kini actual sa evangelism. Kung sa man nga magamit nimo, quote unquote, ning duha, word and spirit. Sa on? Ha? Wali.
Word na na.
Word na na.
So, nang lang gamitin yung mga Bible. Then experience nimo.
Okay, kado ha, huwag mo gamit yung Bible, siguro doon yun nga naibalaan po nimo sa gingos sa Bible. Kailama po gagamit mo, gamit mo po may Bible. Diba? A lot of evangelicals use as a license that they are also Bible-believing Christians. And so we say, okay, pareha lang dahil ta. But when it comes to the practical use of the word, then that is a different issue. Because when you say on the one hand that you're using God's word, and in reality applying the word as it were, believe mo as the Bible says, then you are still in error. So a precondition of using these two things, word and spirit, is you have a clear grasp of what the word really is in its truest sense. That should start from there. Ayaw lang brass, overall statement ko nga, Bible po na mong gigamit. O, dyan 316 na mong gigamit. Kanya paghubad pa sa dyan 316, di man mo. Okay. Yan mo yung tag-word. Dili. That's why also, secondly, you need the Spirit. Because to apply, to appreciate the word itself sa imong personal na kinabuhi, you need the Spirit to illumine you. So how can you re-echo what you have gleaned from the word? If one ni mo gigamit ang Spirit, gigamit rin mo ang kanas, kaya maya kang basag in English. That's why you need the Spirit. Even in the area of worship, these two come. Worship in spirit and truth. That spirit there, pwede mo ma-interpret nga ang Espiritu sa Diyos, maugay imong gi quote-unquote, or maugay nanguna sa imong pag-worship, pag nagamit ka truth, Biblia. Nag-uban firme sa application. So going back to the question, how in reality do you use the agent and instrument in our evangelism? In other words, you don't just go to evangelism knowing that you know all what is in the Bible, and then basta matsagsanay ani mutuog itong mga tao dito sa sanay kay swito na kahit sa Biblia without ascribing what you're gonna do sa espiritu nga mutabang unta sa pag-abli sa una-una sa mangintundan kung ikaw po mismo nga gadala sa pulong. So, dili po pwede mag-evangelism ka, Brad. Nga pag-abot dito, unsa may topic ko atong dalon. The Spirit leads lang. Na, tuwara. Naway klaro pagpangandam. So how can we apply in real practice the instrument and the spirit that God uses as a methodology sa rebirth sa tao? While on the one hand, atong kinaka-acknowledge kung mubuhi ang Diyos o gusto ka patay, himuon niya in His time. But indispensable to that, He uses instrument ng God, ma'am, no? Word. O di magandang kita sin. Dili kay pag-abot dito patakalang kagyawit. Okay? Did I answer the question, Pastor? May question, yes?
May question. Mga butang itang mausay sinatumasagtang bako yung sinuhod. Si Cecil kanya ito, nabasa lang ay sa Bible. Sinabi si Biblia ang truth na nabasahan niya, nagsugod siya ba siya dito sa Ten Commandments? Eh, di pa rin ito balo ala, nabasa siya Bible. kung nagtuo ko nga ang balaang espiritu mo nagubad ato kung talit ng mga siya mga pagkong nanambal pa nasaktan niya nag-share nila sa amo i-share niya sa among duha na ako bisita kasi pinasulti ang mga deni nani deni so ang espiritu o ang kulong nahipusa sa iyahang pagbasa kasi so, yung pinabuhi na himong tinuoto kulong o ang espiritu i-share niya sa amo kaya lang di pang minagawat muna siya ang butang na isa ay di nasabtan sa tao na kaninduha si Pela Bondid na tulong ng Espiritu umalak ang sisil sa iyang pinabuhi nasatan din siya panibulang natamaan din siya ba nahigog din siya iya tulong ng Espiritu sa Diyos sumato ang sitwasyon.
Okay, ang proseso manggol, let us be very clear about this. While we say that it is the word and spirit that is involved, yung may ganitang word, nagikan yun sa pag naginagwali, inga na ba? Parisa na nga yung mungingon karon. Personal man nga pagtuon niya. Wow, may nagwali niya. Nagbasa na siya, sasama sa imong gingon. Maybe God could use that circumstance in your life ngayon anang pamaagi nga maduol ka sa gospel ba? Like for example, naka sa imong kwarto sa hotel. Nga mga Gideon's International, mahilig man magbutang Bible sa mga hotel. Nga sa isa ka wadamhang sitwasyon nga gitugutan sa Diyos, ikaw nga diligid hinabri o Biblia, iimong gabirin ng Biblia. Nga iimong gibasa-basa. O gamito na sa Ginoo nga pamaagi, kundi ang iyang pulong, mahiduol sa imo, then so be it. But rest be assured, nga dili lang pinaagi nga nagatindog di sa, like for example, dito mo sa, nagsakay mo bus, isa magtotoo o sa dili, wala mo po nagwali siguro ba, alam magwali ka ng bus, so bilanon lang sa imong Christ Redeemer, Brad, musta, asa magkapalulong, jamsan, turo ka oras, Pao, Brad, kumusta man kinabuhi? Until nisunod na mo si isgutan ng religious pananglitan niya, ikaw, nag-share na ka, nag-share. Di man po wali. Share lang ba? Ngayon? Brad, kinigatong problema sa kinabuhi, Brad, huwag ilain solusyon na niya. Ang Diyos ragyot, si Jesus Christ ragyot. Hindi nga nalang po, di man po wali. Imong gipahayag. So okay ba siguro sa ako ah? But lahi pa po itong formal exposition of the word. Nga ginabat-bat like exegetical gudang mong sanin para sige sa Diyas.
It's evangelism mong God kung i-apply na po ng word ng spirit. Hindi mong God pwede nga pag-presenting mo sa pulong sa Ginoo wala yung spirito kay maunsa manangin mo ng words na yung sulti sa iya ha o gigit po hindi mo na ampuan yung spirito mo ay maglipo
magandang ka
hindi ka magpuan ng tao
kay mag-uban mag yun ng duha
sa pangtana nga mga si Karapon manan sa pangtana nga unsa manin unsa ang paggamit sa pulong o spirit sa ibang sa natal sa ibang bibisan. So, pagdamit niya mo, simple natural na kay tools. Ang sumin ko ng tools, even Bible, sumaunin testimony. Testimony ni Jesus Christ, na maunin ang ibanghelyo na akong isa-isa sa imo, pero makunsa man na, kung panangitag din niyo mo ang Juan, dito sa area sa pagdibisan. So, mga yun si Pasipid, no, o nga ang Espiritu, maunin ni Hux, kaya tinahuli. Kaya sa pagpasa palundaan sa pulong, kanang nag-word, kung pinili din siya, mutuog yun na siya. Pag pinili na siya mutuog. Kung panlabay lang na siya ang pitas dinigan, yung mapaminawa na. Or else, mandunog na niya, mo-appreciate siya, o out of respect, pero walang kasuluhan pagkakos pa na kung may kausapan. Pwede man makita ang bunga sa pagkausap. Ang sinag na pinili, pag mahuman na na, makita na na sinagi sa bunga sa iyong pagtuo. So may bungas pagtuo, ang pagkamatarong, makita na na, mo manifest tayo na, na usap mo na na, ay nga nga sa akin ibalik sa pasensya, personally, nagbasa siya, niya nasakan siya, pasa na sa bisyen niya sa amo, yung siya mismo, niya sa dik na gidik sa angay magbuhat, pinapasahan na niya ang truth, ang pulog, sa ubat, the same time na ang spirito.
Ikaw, Brad, tatan, nakaikon na yung kay katampo, Brad, ning atong hisgutanan ron.
Mapunta na, Brad, ang sikuman yung punin ba na abay niya ba ito si Diyos ang abang niya sa abay is wali mang Diyos. Kung may nabay motibo, uban na masira mo niya. Ang yan motibo is, kanagaling siya nagawatan si Kristo. Naman, kailangan mo na Kristo siya tayo. Kung ano ang galing niya, wala lang ang galing yung mga sito, ako na natin yun. Pero yun, digawa si Kristo. So,
murag na pugos ba siya?
Murag na pugos.
Murag na pressure siya ng matubagi siya ron.
Siya tayo, ako na natin. Para po makapasin ko po sa nag-live study sa tuwa. So, ginahanan ba?
So, akong tubago na, Brad. Akong tubago na, Brad. Pero actually, part and parcel na sa bang paragraphs nga atong pag-atukyo na niya. Pero offhand, naingon ako, effectual call is a monergistic act. Kung gamayin ka monergistic, one. Monergistic mono. Mono-erg. Ito nang i-define niya. Kaya part lagi na siya sa other paragraphs. But that word alone gives us the indication to your question whether it be a reciprocal ba ang kwan na trabaho mo, wali si pastor, gikinahanglan ba ko mo kwan nga ni? Monergistic, Brad. It is God who does it. The author? God. The author and finisher? God. About faith. But of course, we're talking about regeneration here. It's our effectual call, which is the process of regeneration.
As far as my experience personally, during the application of God is my araw na yung mahuman, matasasapay na ito ang natin sa water. Kaya na ba ang napugos? Hindi, napugos kundi may kailang ako sa ang bagay, hindi na magbalik-balik. O hindi na ikay din, anak man din. So, imun lang ka na. Nagawat na lang ko. Ano, kibali ba? Ito na, sinakita na akong kapan ba nga na ay abay, sabi na ba niya, ito ako alam.
So, dili na, Brad, ang effectual call is not a synergistic, opposite sa monergistic, synergistic eh. Monergistic ang call. So, di na naku-expand pa, kaya mo man ay sulod sa ubang paragraph na ito pag-atukin ko na niya.
So, titignan mo, there's another terminological term na ginagamit si Berkoff at even ni Thomas Aquinas nang in-apply niya yung thesis ni Aristotle na kung saan ang tawag niya is the term is causal effect. Meron din yung remedial grace doon sa Thursday in Berkoff. Siguro is what's the distinction between kasi halos na parehan sila nung essence ng tatlo eh. What is the distinction between effectual calling, causal effect, and prevision grace?
Causal effect?
Yes. After effectual calling, it's more of a second one is more of a causal effect. Yung pag-conscious. Then, pag-conscious race.
Okay. Second sort.
Kasi yun yung more passing sort of
sabi pa ni Pastor na sa succeeding discussion niya sa mga paragraphs. Pero yun lang, just for the sake of makareact lang ko gamay, yung prevenient grace. Ang prevenient grace kasi na theory or teaching is that God gives grace to everybody. And that grace is dormant in you. When the call is given, it's either you accept that call or not, since you have the capacity of that prevenient grace in you to respond or not. Ayun pa lang, problema na sa doctrine of total depravity. Because the total depravity doctrine teaches that there is nothing, absolutely nothing in you to make you respond whatsoever. So prevenient grace is out of the picture.
Kung gibuhat ni God Adam, para lang gigmahan mo, para ma-please lang po ng Bible study sa iya, yan na lang yung sige, dawato na po si Cristo, para lang malipa ito.
Oh, so?
So, na-emot mo ba na prevenient grace?
No. Ang prevenient grace, money lagi, Jess, nga ang tao daw, tananta, without distinction, na ay grasya nga dormant sa imuha ba? In other words, ang ginaingon nila sa pagkahulog sa tao, wala na wala ang tanan, na ay nagpabilin gamay nga grasya, nga kung mo tawag na puhon, kung dipindi kung gamito ni mo ng grasya nga naani mo sa pag-respondi o dili, mao'y basihan ba?
Ano yun, ay part ang tao, ano yun yan?
Di po lagi, so dili, lahit to, ha? Dili siya swak sa atong, yung pa si Mrs., dili siya swak sa atong theology ba, or atong pagtulunan regarding depravity, regarding the effectual call. Dili kay tungod na kay prevenient grace ni mo nga murag ni, ingon na lang kung oo. Kay kung sa Roma 3:10 pa, no one sees God, not even one. Mo na may deklarasyon, de. Yan nga nung yung man ka nga na inabili ni mo, na prevenient grace para mo react ka. Okay? So, diya sa una ta, naapay mga question. Kunya, siguro maglingkod ta, Brad, atong humanon niyo. Kumbati, antod, atong we are convinced nga what the word of God really is regarding these matters. Okay? Shall we pray? Ginoo, sana sa higayon ang imong gitugutan, mahitabo karong kabutagon, nga lami kagawasan, liberty to study your word. We thank you, Lord, for you have used the confession, the one, the katawan, 16th century.